And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Currently, it is 60 degrees outside. Very, very pleasant. We're going to have a high of near 80 degrees today. And joining us in studio today is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm ready for that 80-degree weather you just mentioned.
Yes, I think we all are. We're kind of sick of the temperatures languishing in the fit 40s and 50s. It's supposed to be spring. We're supposed to have the 70s and 80s normally. All right, let's go ahead and get started today. And we always like to kind of get it started off with one of the first things to talk about is helping people out in the community, because we have several churches that do give free meals during the week.
That's right. I wanted to mention the three meals, and then I wanted to mention about a summer food program and kind of give an update about the food distribution that used to take place and the food bank. So I'll start with the three churches that provide meals to those in need every single week. So it starts out on Tuesday evening, which would be tonight. First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel. They provide Open Arms Diner, offering carryout meals from 5 to 6. And then on Wednesday evening, the Baptist Church steps up, and they are located at 220 South Penn Avenue. And they offer a dinner as well, starting at 5:45. And every Thursday evening, local churches take turns providing the CUF meal. And CUF is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. And it's held at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And these meals are carry out only beginning at 6 o'clock. So those are three options for people and families, you know, individuals and families in need. Or if you just would like to be, you know, not eat alone and you would like the socialization, you are welcome to join. It's open to everyone. And then we've had some phone calls about the food distribution that took place out in the Park Oval during COVID. And as of right now, we have not been given any information about the fact that that might start back up. So I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows right now, we have not been given any additional information regarding the future of that program, but I will sure share it if, in fact, it happens to be something that we can offer in the future. And then also, I'm in communication with our superintendent of schools, Rusty Arnold, and he will be providing me with information about the summer food program so that we can make sure that parents are all aware of that offering that will be coming up, I'm sure, sometime. I don't know if it starts in June, if it's just the month of July, but I will make sure that we share that information with everyone. And then also, if you are someone in need of additional food and you would benefit from that, please know that you can call the Community Access Center, which is where the food local food pantry is located, and you can sign up and get some food through that organization as well. So you know what? Right now, food costs are going up. It's expensive. It's getting more expensive. And I know that parents are gearing up for summer. They know that their kids are going to be home from school, and they're starting to think, oh my goodness, how are we going to keep everybody fed and make ends meet? So I will do my best to make sure that I share all of that information that might be helpful to everyone as they plan their meals. So,
all right. So good stuff there happening around the area concerning food. Also, the Veteran Services, well, that's being offered Monday through Fridays.
I know. I'm so proud of our community and how we support our veterans and the active role that our veterans take in our community. Veteran services are available Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 at 4 County Mental Health at 1104 Donald Avenue. And you can call Lauren Osborne at 331-3131, and he can get you more information about that. They just had a family night, I believe, last week at the park, and had a really good time. Veterans and their family members all got together and enjoyed a meal and games and lots of fun. I think they're going to do that on a monthly basis, so I'll be giving you more information about that. And then we recently purchased 50 more American flags for the downtown area and around town. So you're going to see some more American flags flying. And if you want to contribute to that, you can sure make a donation to Community Foundation for Independence. And in the memo, you can put the American Flag Project, and they will earmark those funds. And then when the veterans let me know that they are in need of more flags, which is what they did, then we make a purchase from one of our local suppliers, either Newton's True Value or Sayers Ace Hardware. We bounce back and forth and make our purchases locally for American flags. So, you know, they take a beating in the wind, especially out on West Main. So they work hard to make sure that when they're tattered, they're taken down properly and replaced with new ones. And flags, doggone it, are expensive. So if you would like to, again, make a donation to the American Flag Project, again, you can write your check to CFFI, or you can just give me a call at the chamber office and I can give you all the details for that. But be watching. I know that they just painted some more flag poles and got them ready, and as soon as the flags come in, they will be putting them up, and it'll look beautiful. It already does look beautiful, but it will look even more beautiful.
Absolutely. And the Eagle Rock Shredders have announced their bike rides that they will be doing for the next couple of months.
I know. So we got this flyer, and I thought this was really interesting. Eagle Rock Shredders is a bike group, and they're going to be riding Tuesday nights at the Elk City Park. They're going to meet at the Outlet Channel parking lot, and the rides will start at 6 o'clock now through May. And then they'll start at 7 o'clock, June through August. Then they'll go back to 6 o'clock, September through October. But basically what you need to know right now is if you want to be a part of these Tuesday night bike rides out at Elk City State Park, get your bike all ready, meet at the Outlet Channel parking lot, as I just mentioned, at 6 o'clock every Tuesday evening. And all riders must wear their helmet and bring a headlight if you plan to ride past sunset. So they want to make sure everyone is safe, but wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know our listeners can't see the flyer, but the flyer looks really cool.
I'm looking at the flyer right now, and it's pretty sweet looking. All right, so again, that's going to be starting, 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. March through May, and then 7 p.m. Tuesdays on June and August, obviously, because, you know, it stays lighter later, and then back to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September through October. Something we talk about every week, but some great stuff going on in downtown, including lots of music and trivia and just a lot of fun stuff.
I know. So Independence is fortunate that we have some really great restaurants, and a lot of them are providing not only great food, but also entertainment as well. So Dickie's Barbecue Pit provides live music every Wednesday evening starting at 6:30. I always try to go and enjoy that. It's always a great night. And wow, it gets really busy in there. So you kind of want to get there early, get your spot, and get your barbecue. And then the musicians all tune up, and they're ready to play at 6:30. And then on Thursday evenings, John Hamlin plays at Brothers Railroad Inn. They offer a great pizza special that night, and I eat at Brothers almost every Thursday as well. So, and it's busy as well with dining in and to-go orders for pizza, but they have great food. I love their salmon. And then again, you get to enjoy the wonderful music of John Hamlin. And then we're super fortunate to have a brewery in Independence. So they play mixtape bingo Wednesday evenings, and they have trivia night on Thursday evenings. And I might just give them an extra little shout out because they're right in the middle of that construction on Main Street. And the City of Independence has done an amazing job of putting up signage that helps all of us as locals and those individuals and drivers who are not from the community. These signs help them navigate and find a funeral home, a brewery, a store, a pawn shop, an event location like the Booth Hotel, whatever it is in that area, they have worked really hard to make sure that they put up signage that helps direct everyone. But nevertheless, it potentially does hurt your business. So we want to make sure that we give them some extra love during these 4 months while they're, you know, while Maine is under construction. So consider going to the brewery and playing mixtape bingo or having trivia night. And I think this weekend, you need to check out their Facebook page because I think they're having some root beer floats there as well. Ooh. So I think that might be on, I don't know. I don't have my phone to pull it up, but you got to check that out because I was there on Friday. Our Rotary Club met there on Friday and they have amazing root beer. Do you like root beer?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love
root
beer.
You should go, and you should take your boys. Here's what you do, though. This is what I did. I went to Dairy Queen, and I got some soft-serve ice cream because I'm also a fan of too much of a fan of Dairy Queen. And so I get some vanilla ice cream and a cone, and I put it in a cup in the car, and then I beeline it to the brewery. And like I said, our Rotary Club was meeting there on Friday afternoon, and then I got root beer and poured the root beer over the ice cream. It is amazing. It really is wonderful root beer. So you need to check that out. Take the kids in and enjoy some root beer. And then on Friday, you got two Fridays left to enjoy the amazing fish from the St. Andrew's Knights of Columbus. They're hosting their Friday night fish dinners, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Parish Center. The $10 Lenten meal is catfish, hush puppies, coleslaw fries. You can dine in, carry out. I've already been once. I'll probably go again this Friday. It's good. It really is good fish, so you should try it out.
And that's what's, by the way, that's what's cool about the Indie Brew Works, that they allow you to bring food
yes.
in from other places. So, because they don't serve food there. They have drinks, obviously, but they actually encourage you to bring food from the area so you can have a dinner there.
They absolutely do. Yes.
All right. So, and also coming up, the New Baptist Church is offering their free clothing closet to the public.
Yes, so this is the third Saturday of every month from 9 to noon at 2515 South 10th Street. So am I correct? Did that happen already last?
Let's see. Third Saturday, so that would have been the 19th.
Yeah, so we'll be plugging in the third Saturday for April, and they offer free clothing distribution on the third Saturday of every month. So I just want to make sure we put that out on the radio and the community calendar to make sure that if you are someone who is in need of clothes or your children need clothes, be sure and go out there. You know, this is the season change. This is when everybody, you know, moves from their fall and winter clothes into their spring and summer and all of a sudden, you know, their shorts or their summer clothes are too tight because the kids have grown. And so this might be an affordable way to get some extra clothes to kind of bridge that gap between seasons. So check that out on the third Saturday of every month from 9 to noon.
Absolutely. And then, of course, something that's actually starting tomorrow, so I don't know if you still have time to register, but still, there is an event coming up for small business owners and rural entrepreneurs.
That's right. And you can still sign up. And this is called SEED, and it's Small Business and Entrepreneur Empowerment Development. And it's going to be a 10-week program at the Fab Lab on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 for anyone wanting to grow and develop their business skills. SEED will introduce or refresh the participants that sign up on 8 core business management concepts relevant to owning a rural business. So this program will run from the 30th through June the 1st, and to register, you can go to seed-initiative.com by tomorrow and get signed up. And this is a great opportunity to get some one-on-one exposure and conversation with local accountants, local attorneys, local professionals on how to start and run a successful rural business. So thoughtfully consider participating in this program. The Fab Lab offers great programming. So I encourage everyone to like their Facebook page so that all of those offerings will pop up on your feed and you won't miss out on a thing.
Absolutely. And then got a few things happening with Independence High School, and we'll get that started first. They will perform their spring orchestra and choir concert, I do believe, tomorrow night.
That's right. We have a lot of music going on in town, so you can eat and enjoy music, or you can cook your dinner at home and then leave and go and enjoy some great music. So Wednesday evening, the Independence High School will perform their orchestra and choir concert at the Performing Arts Center. That concert will begin at 6:30. And then also the Independence Community College Jazz Band's going to be playing at Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill. And that will start at 7. So, you know, the event at the high school is probably more family-friendly, and that environment, both are family-friendly, but that environment would be more conducive to family and just that and yourself. If you enjoy mm-hmm. a choir concert and an orchestra concert, if you're looking for a more jazzed-up scene and you want to hit Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill, then that's the place for you at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, so... Good choices. Both are going to be great.
Absolutely. And then also with ICC, starting on the 1st, so starting this Friday, they will be hosting their Dryad Art Exhibition.
That's right. So that'll be from April the 1st through April the 29th in the Fine Arts Building. And there's going to be a reception and awards ceremony Friday, April the 8th from 5 to 7 in the ICC Black Box Theater. And music will be provided by Applied Instrumental Lesson students, and some light refreshments will be provided. So if you need information or you have any questions, you can contact Emily Ritter out at the college. And the phone number is 332-5422. And again, you should go to Independence Community College and like all of their Facebook pages. They have sports pages, theater pages, art pages, music pages, and like all of those. So again, you don't miss out on any opportunities for exhibitions like this. So you got to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff, good art that you'll see out there. Also with ICC, they are hosting a career fair also coming up here on Friday.
Yes, so this Friday, April the 1st, I guess that's no fooling. So it will be a career fair, and it's located on the ICC West campus. And this is going to provide students and local medical professionals with opportunities to seek out new and additional employees to learn about programs that will help them reach their career goals at higher levels than a CNA or a CMA. So if you are someone who wants to expand your medical profession, your medical career, then this would be an opportunity for you to get in front of those business professionals. So be sure and attend the career fair on that would actually be this Friday, April the 1st. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
April the 1st. And if you have questions, you can contact Mallory Byrd at mbyrd, and it's BYRD at ndcc.edu.
All right, so a great career fair coming up. And then also, everybody, we'll have two opportunities for some great music coming up.
I know. So I was just talking to Kelly at the Episcopal Church this morning on my way over, and I'm hoping that I can carve out some time and attend this. So the Church of the Epiphany is inviting all of us to enjoy the music of Friedman Stiller. He is going to present a rockin' organ concert this Friday at 6 o'clock at the Church of the Epiphany. The concert is free, and everyone is welcome to enjoy the great music of Mr. Stiller. So I understand that he, in 2018, kind of rolled out a concert series called 50 Stars, and he's playing in all 50 states. So he's coming to Kansas. He's going to play. I think he's coming from Memphis, and then after that, he's going to play here, and then he's going to go on to St. Joseph, Missouri. So he's making his way around the United States, an incredibly talented musician, and we're super excited to have him in town and get an opportunity to listen to a talented organist. You know, I think it's kind of a lost art. Well, I sure hope not, because the organs are still around and in many churches. But when you look at those organs, I play the piano, but I wouldn't know the first thing about how to master and play one of these amazing instruments. So it's always nice to sit in a chair or a pew and enjoy the musical talents of those who have. So if you are wanting to enjoy some great music this Friday night, consider going to the Church of the Epiphany at 6 o'clock and listening to, again, Friedman Stiller, who will present rockin' organ music.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the other one we're going to talk about is the Liberty Quartet. They will be in concert on April 1st. So a lot of stuff happening on April 1st.
These churches are doubling up. So you're going to have, maybe you can make both of them work. I don't know. Yes, so Liberty Quartet is in concert. The doors open at 6, and the concert starts at 7. So actually, you might be able to do both. You could slip over to the Episcopal Church for maybe about an hour, and then slide on over to the Methodist Church. They're not that far away from each other, and enjoy Liberty Quartet. First United Methodist Church is located at 200 South Penn Avenue, and no tickets. They'll take an offering at the concert, but it's free as well. So yeah, be a great night of music. I think I might pick up my mom and try to make both concerts. That'd be fun.
Absolutely. Always fun when you have a lot of music, because concerts are finally back. Being able to have a lot of fun going to those. Also, this Saturday is the SOS Women's Ministry, and they'll be hosting their Spring Craft Fair.
I know. So Access Church at 11th and Walnut will be having their craft fair, as you just mentioned, from 9 to 3. And this is a Spring Craft Fair that will have homemade jellies, home decor, wreaths, and lots of other great things. You know, it's the change of season, so you want to take down your winter wreath and put up a new spring wreath, get some new home decor to kind of spruce up the place. And it's always great to have something that was created and made by, an artisan, and will also be supporting the SOS Women's Ministry. So consider attending that Saturday morning. Is the weather supposed to be nice on Saturday?
I do believe so. I do believe it's supposed to be in the 60s or so.
Okay, that's good. Well, get out and support them. Again, that's this Saturday, the 2nd, from 9 to 3 at 11th and Walnut.
On Saturday, 67 degrees. So,
okay.
And sunny skies. So it should be a very, very nice day on that day. Also, this Saturday, it's time for the Independence Lions Club's ham and bean meal.
That's right. So I told you, I think last week, I don't cook. I live by myself. And, you know, I go to the grocery store and I think, oh, I'm going to make this and make that. And then never happens and the food goes to waste. So I've just decided that I'm going to support my local restaurants. And that's exactly what I do. When I have an opportunity to support civic organizations with their meals, like the Knights of Columbus and the Lions Club, then you will see me there. So,
yeah, I mean, I live by myself for, you know, I'll be moving soon, but it's hard to cook for one person. I mean, you get a pound of ground beef. I mean, man, that's too much for one person, even me. And I like food, so.
I know. I don't want to eat the same thing.
Exactly.
Monday through Friday. So, and many times, you know, when you get home, I'm hungry, and then you have to stop and you have to cook, and I've created this habit of just going to a restaurant, but hey, that's what I do. So
there we go. Supporting local businesses.
That's right. So Saturday, April the 2nd, from 11 to 2:30, I will be there at some point, because The Lions Club will be serving their wonderful ham and beans and their great cornbread. They have a regular cornbread and a jalapeno cornbread, and the ham and beans are so good. And if ham and beans are not your thing, they have wonderful vegetable soup as well. They also sell slices of homemade pies for like a couple extra dollars, and it's definitely worth it because they have some great desserts available. It is a fundraiser, so be generous and consider supporting the Lions Club this Saturday. This organization does a lot for our community, particularly out in Kittyland at Riverside Park. They do a tremendous amount of work there, keeping that all up to date, beautiful, painted, and in great working condition. Right now, Kittyland is under some construction. They're building some new sidewalks out there to make it accessible to all. It will be wonderful when it's done. And then the Lions Club has organized individuals and groups to go out and paint all of the storybook structures, so that will take place, and then it will be opened up to the public, and it'll be great for all the kiddos. So consider just skipping lunch on Saturday and hanging out with community members and supporting the Lions Club at the Ham and Bean Luncheon.
All right, and then also you can support your local chapter of Duck Hunters organization and joining them for their second annual banquet also this Saturday.
Yeah, so I'm sure the this group will be busy preparing for their event. It will be this weekend, Saturday. The doors open at 5. Dinner is at 7. And you can, I was trying to look and see, it's at the 4-H building and out in the park in the zoo. So I'm sure there'll be lots of cars out there. And people are going to drive by and wonder, what in the world is that? But it's the second annual banquet for the Delta Waterfowls SEK chapter. And I've mentioned ticket prices before. Kids 7 and under get in free. And then youth tickets 8 to 15 years of age are $25, but that includes a Delta youth membership. And then single tickets are $50. Which includes a membership as well. And then couples tickets are $80. So you save a few dollars instead of $100. You're saving $20 on a couple of tickets and you get your membership. And tickets will be an additional $10 at the door. So you might want to get those tickets early. Save yourself some money. If you need more information, you can call 688-2861.
All right, so that is coming up. And then also this Saturday, it's the Light Up the Night Daddy-Daughter Dance.
I know. So, it's been COVID, and we sure didn't want to have events like this and all get together and, adults and kids and those kinds of things. We were all kind of staying away from each other to keep everyone safe. But it's now time to get back together, and I can't think of a better way to get back together than with a daddy-daughter dance. So that's going to be this Saturday, April the 2nd at the Independence High School from 6 to 7:30. The little girls and their dads or their grandpas or their father figures are all invited to attend. They will dance. They will have snacks. They will have photos. $10 per dad. And if you want a photo, it's $5 a photo. But bring your cell phone. Take some pictures of little girls all dressed up and their dads and grandpas and father figures as well, and group pictures. It's going to be a good night. So consider grabbing a little girl and taking her to the dance, all you dads and grandpas out there.
Absolutely. And then we talked about this little last week with Principal Seiler at IHS, and they're going to have a meeting coming up talking about work-based learning.
That's right. So Kurt Seiler was here last week. I enjoyed listening to him talk more in detail about this program. There's going to be an informational dinner Tuesday, the 5th. That's next Tuesday. Dinner will be served at 5:30. Excuse me. I tell you, something is in bloom. I don't know if it's those beautiful Bradford pears out there that are in bloom, but something. I must have an allergy to something.
Oh, don't worry. I've been doing the same thing all week.
I know. So I apologize for that. But 6 o'clock, the informational meeting will start. Educators, businesses, and industry reps are all invited to attend.
They would like for you to RSVP by tomorrow, the 30th, with the number of representatives for dinner. You can email the high school principal, Kurt Seiler. His email address would be K Seiler, and his name is spelled S-E-I-L-E-R, indyschools.com. You can just give him a call as well and sign up. But it's going to be an opportunity to learn more about the work-based learning program that they're rolling out. And this combines students' career goals with workplace experiences such as mentorships and internships and job shadowing. And I mean, it's really bridging the gap between our local industries and the youth in our community and making them aware of all of the opportunities that are out there by giving them opportunities to leave the campus and get on site at these workplaces and learn more about these career opportunities so that we can grow our own. When these kids graduate from high school, they can go right into the workplace. If need be, they go to technical school or off to college. And then we hope that they return back to our community and continue to be a contributing citizen of the community and the county. So I can't think of a better way to make these kids aware of the opportunities that wait for them than through programs like this. So please consider attending this informational dinner next Tuesday, the 5th. Again, dinner's at 5:30. The meeting will start at 6, and you can call the high school if you'd like to get signed up for that.
And then coming up on the 9th and 10th will be the Pheasants Forever hosting their 11th annual Bird Dog Classic.
I know. So it's time for them to all the hunters to start coming back to the community. So the 9th and the 10th, there'll be a lot of people in town for the Pheasants Forever event. It's the 11th annual Bird Dog Classic at Remington Ranch. This two-day event is going to feature amateur and open pointing, amateur and open flushing, ladies pointing and flushing, and youth pointing and flushing. And the amateur and open divisions will consist of two runs with winners determined by a combined score and time. And this is open to the public. So if you want more information about that, you can call out to Remington Ranch or you can give us a call at the chamber office and we can provide you with more information.
And then just a few more things, and coming up on Saturday the 9th is the opening day at the park.
I know, so this is going to be here before we know it. This is next weekend. I hope we hold on to some great spring weather and that we have a great sunny day for park opening. You can head to the park and enjoy free train rides, carousel rides. There'll be food vendors out there. They'll have a petting zoo and camel rides. So this will be from 11 to 3 next Saturday at Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
Yeah, I was trying to check the forecast there for you, but it doesn't go out that far yet. So it's still a little bit away for the forecast.
Cross my fingers. I'm going to be out there with about 15 high school students face painting. Mm-hmm. So it's way more fun when the sun is shining than when the wind is blowing and there's an overcast.
Exactly.
When you're trying to hold your hand steady to face paint and it's not shaking because you're cold, and there have been those park openings where it has been so cold. So I'm hoping for some great sunny weather that day. So put it on your calendar next Saturday the 9th from 11 to 3. Everything's, for the most part, is free. I believe there might be a cost for the camel rides and maybe the petting zoo, but
still a lot of fun to be had on that. It's always popular. The open day of the park is always very popular. Medical Lodges at 1000 Mulberry will be hosting their 9th annual Easter egg hunt also on that Saturday.
I know, and this is great too because of COVID. You know, they haven't been able to do this for I think probably 2 years. All of the residents at the local nursing homes, you know, there were many times when they were in lockdown. They couldn't see even their own family members, much less have an Easter egg hunt. So it's so nice that the nursing homes are open and loved ones can go in and visit their loved ones, and that Medical Lodges is going to present an Easter egg hunt for their residents. So this will be April the 9th. So that'll be next Saturday as well. So you can go to park opening and then hit the trail and go over to the Easter egg hunt. It starts at 2:00. Medical Lodges in Independence is located at 1000 Mulberry. and you bring your own basket. You're going to hunt eggs. Easter Bunny will be there. Lots of fun. So parents and grandparents, if you have some kids that would love to participate in kind of an early Easter egg hunt, this is your opportunity. And it's a great, great way to just share some love with the residents. I can't imagine all of the smiles on the faces of those residents as they watch little kids just hunt eggs. Takes you right back to being a kid.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And then the Independence High School Agricultural Department, they will have their first annual plant sale coming up later in April.
I know. So we just got a flyer about this, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun. You may or may not know that the high school has a horticulture program, and they now have a greenhouse. They've been growing their plants, and they're getting ready to sell them. So they will go on sale April the 23rd from 9 to 12, April the 24th from 12 to 3. April the 30th from 9 to 12, and May the 1st from 12 to 3. And we have all of the flyers that match up with everything that I've talked about this morning on our website. So if you're listening in the car and you're driving and going, holy smokes, I can't remember all of that, you can always go to our Facebook page. You can go to our website, and these flyers will be there. But they will have begonias and geraniums, petunias, sweet potato vines, vinca vines, million bells, tomatoes, garden decorations, and lots more. So you definitely want to check this out, get some really good plants, and support the youth at the high school.
Absolutely. And now we kind of do a quick hitter on some Save the Date events coming up.
I know. So let's talk about April the 14th through the 16th. That will be a performance on stage at the William Inge. I take that back. This is going to be a performance at the Booth Hotel, I believe. So it's called I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. And it's directed by Paul Molnar. And again, it will be at the Booth Hotel. That'll be super fun to be able to watch a performance there. The Community Easter Egg Hunt will be Saturday, April the 16th out at the Park Oval. The 39th William Inge Theater Festival will be the 21st through the 23rd. Get your tickets for that. The Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry Fundraiser will be April the 22nd. We have a flyer about that on our website as well. The St. Andrew Spirit Gala is April the 30th. And then Community Green Zone Advocacy Training will be May the 4th. And Alan Parsons will be talking more about that at First Friday this week. So you won't want to miss that. And I encourage everyone to attend First Friday. We've got lots of great speakers lined up for this week. And also we will be talking about Love Independence Day, so you'll want to make sure that you carve out some time to attend First Friday. It will be this Friday at 7:30 in the morning at the Civic Center. It's open to everyone, so be sure and come. And we've got four great speakers lined up to share information with you about different things that are happening in the community. And then lastly, starting next week, I'm going to really spend some time on Love Independence Day and talking about things that are planned and that will happen, as well as providing some suggestions for people that are looking for things to do and champion for Love Independence Day, which will be April the 30th. It's a complete and total day of random acts of kindness, and you can participate as an individual, grab the family, partner up with your church, your civic organizations and clubs, schools. Clubs within the schools can participate. Anyone can participate. And I always say, you know, we should be nice every day of the year. And we are for the most part. But this is a time where we really kind of make an extra effort to be more thoughtful about what we're doing that day, and maybe do things that take a little bit of planning and extra thought and consideration, and just extend some kindness. So you can feel it that day.
you know, when you're out and about, that Independence just has a different vibe mm-hmm. on Love Independence Day. Everyone, you know, gets together and supports one another and is kind to one another, and it's a great day. So I'll be talking more about that starting next week.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today, telling us about all the great events happening in Indy. And this, of course, my stay being Thursday, this will be the last time I'll get to interview you. And I just want to say thank you for the past 2.5 years you've made this an awesome segment I know you were doing it before I was here, but for the 2.5 years I've been here, it's been an awesome segment. It's been great to work with you.
It's been great to work with you. I guess I didn't realize. I thought it was the, I guess it is yeah, the end of the month.
It's the end of the month. Yeah, the month flew by.
It did fly by. So, well, I wish you all the best. I've enjoyed spending my Tuesday mornings with you on the other side of this desk, and I appreciate your willingness to always let me tell all the good that's happening in the community and mm-hmm. share it over the airwaves. And I know that the radio station's going to miss you, but I'm happy for you because this is an advancement, an opportunity to expand your career and to be closer to your kiddos.
Absolutely.
So it's a great thing for you. And we all wish you the best.
I've already talked to my girlfriend. We're still going to come back to Indy a few times to go to the pool up there because my kids had a blast up there the past last summer. So they want to go back up there again. So I said, yeah, we'll go back up there. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
you got to come up for the airstrip attack.
Exactly. For that as well. Maybe for the opening day at the park as well. So
because
my kids absolutely love that. Yeah, you definitely will see me. Don't worry about that. So, well, Lisa, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And again, we will see you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning in Southeast Kansas.